Welcome back, my friends. Episode number 16 of Await, Messianic Sources. You've heard many of these things before over the last couple of episodes. Today I'm going to share with you some fascinating new depth about the very things we've already learned and lots of things we haven't heard about yet. We'll begin by once again quoting the words of the Rambam, Maimonides, in the end of his codes, The Laws of Kings, the 11th chapter, after introducing the concept of Mashiach to us, the Rambam says, quote, V'chol mi she'enei maimin bay, anybody who doesn't believe in Mashiach, or she'enei mechake libiyosei, he doesn't await his coming, loy b'sha'or nevi'im belvad hu kofer, he does not only deny the other prophets, ela b'toyra u'b'moshe Rabbeinu, he denies the Torah. This is a reference to what the world calls the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses, and Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy himself. The Rambam goes on to demonstrate this. Sha'arei ha-teira ha'ido alav. He quotes verses from Parshat Nitzavim, which is in the fifth book of the Torah in Deuteronomy. And then he says, Af beparshat Bilam ne'mar. It is also stated in the Parsha he calls Bilam. Visham Niba, and there he prophesied. Who prophesied? Well, before we talk about who prophesied, I want to direct your attention to the precise verbiage the Rambam uses. In the previous episode, we talked about the seeming incongruity of introducing who is a heretic in the middle of the laws of Mashiach. This is not about who experiences faith deficiency or how bad or egregious it is. This is supposed to be about what we, the Jewish people, are supposed to believe in. Tellingly, the Rambam never says, this is the definition of a heretic, of a kofer. He simply says, a person who doesn't believe in Mashiach, who kofer betorah ubemoshe Rabbeinu. In the Laws of Tshuva, which we quoted in the previous episode, this is in the third chapter, Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, there are three people who are considered to be halachic heretics, and they are ha'oimer she'ein ha'torah me'im Hashem, a person who says Torah doesn't come from God, even if he says one verse or sentence, afilu teva achas, even if he maintains that a single word is something that Moshe amoro mepi atzmo, Moses made it up, that person is a kofer. Hakofer bepirusha, the second person who's considered a halachic heretic is the person who denies the oral tradition of Torah, what we call Torah Shebal Peh. He denies the oral tradition, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Almighty God, not only gave us scripture, but the meaning of the scripture along with it. And lastly, the Rambam says the kofer is the person who says the mitzvot, yeah, they used to be real, but now God has exchanged them for something else. Kvar batla Torah zu, it's already been nullified. Its expiration date has come and gone. Shalosha elu, these people are kofer batorah. They deny the Torah. Curiously, the Rambam doesn't include a fourth individual, the person who denies the coming of Mashiach. Clearly, denial of the coming of Mashiach isn't per se what makes you a kofer. It seems to be part of something larger. Well, in order to better understand this, I'd like to share with you something that the great Don Yitzchak Abarbanel wrote in his book, Rosh Amono. This is a quote from the fifth chapter. Near the beginning, he says, Mikol hayud gimel ikrim, from all of the 13 faith foundations or principles of faith that the Rambam articulated, he only included the first two principles as actual mitzvah mandates or obligations. And they are mitziyut Hashem, the existence of God, and achduto, the oneness of God. Each one of these things, the Rambam says, yidiat davar zeh, knowing this, mitzvat aseh. That's how he frames it in the legal work Mishneh Torah, and it's also mentioned in the book of mitzvahs. However, he says, Shar HaIkarim, the other faith principles, lo mana, they're not counted. Lo ba'aseh v'lo b'lo taseh, not as a positive or a negative mitzvah. Abarbanel notes, this is zar me'od, very strange. He says, after all, kula mikarim, this is all supposed to be foundational. These are yesod ha'Torah. Nitchayev l'ha'aminam, we are obligated. It's our religious duty to believe. He says, well, in that case, how could we possibly say, shalot tziva Hashem yizbarach al emunasam? If we're obligated, then how can we say God didn't obligate us or command us to believe these things? And he says, v'im ein mitzvah, if this faith isn't a mitzvah, rather something we can elect to believe in, well, that would contradict the very idea, shehem ikarim nechayev lahaminam, that they are foundations, fundamental principles that we have to believe in. The Abarbanel himself addresses this question later on. Let me share with you a brief excerpt of the 14th chapter of Reish Amana. Abarbanel comes back to his question and he says, look, Biyat HaMashiach Mefureshet BaTorah Nevi'im Uvichtuvim. The coming of Mashiach is clearly spelled out in all segments of our Jewish Bible. The Pentateuch, the Torah, the prophets, and the later scriptural writings. Lefisha Moshe Adonenu B'Yehudo. Because Moshe, in his testimony, or his guarantee, his prophecies, and the same is true with all of the other prophets who followed him, Nivu V'Dibru Mibias Melech HaMashiach. They all prophesied, and they spoke about the coming of Mashiach. And as such, he says, HaKofer bebiato, if somebody denies the coming of Mashiach, he's not denying a faith principle called Mashiach. He's kofer b'Torah. He's denying the Torah. He's denying the Neviim and the Ketuvim. Acharei asher kulam yodu aleha. Because all of these scriptures clearly spoke about the coming of Mashiach. So if you don't believe in Mashiach, that means you don't believe in the scripture. That means you don't believe in the prophetic tradition. Well, that makes you a kofer. As we just read before, from the Rambam's Laws of Tshuva, from the first book of Mishneh Torah, if a person says that even one word isn't from God, well, then in that case, he has essentially denied the Torah. That makes him a kofer. And about this, says Abarbanel, we emphasize that a person has to believe in Mashiach, otherwise he's kofer b'Torah, he denies the Torah. Abarbanel finishes the 14th chapter with the following statement. Emunat biyat HaMashiach, our faith in the coming of Mashiach, ra'uya shetihya ikir v'yesod. It is indeed worthy to take up its rightful place as a primary, foundational essence of our faith. It is something, he says, gadol b'torateinu. It's a great part of our Torah. The Torah clearly says it. You have to believe in every word the Torah says. So it's not that you're a kofer if you don't believe in Mashiach. You're a kofer, you're a halachic heretic if you don't believe in the Torah. And the Torah clearly spells out faith in a future that is friendly. The coming of Mashiach, the completion and fruition of Yiddishkeit, as we've explained in previous episodes. Going forward, the Abarbanel writes in the end of the 19th chapter, he says, when we speak about these faith principles, including Hayesod Hayudbeis, the 12th principle, in the coming, believing in the coming of Mashiach, Kulam, Emunot, Amitiot, they are all true beliefs. Why? He says, because they're spelled out explicitly. Porshu b'Torah b'Neviim u'Ksuvim. He says, well, why isn't it included as a mitzvah? Ah, he says, here it's lo ba'u psukim shetziva Hashem yizbarach emunatam. We won't find a verse that tells us, believe in this, so it doesn't become a mitzvah. But it is included in the Torah, and as such, we're obligated to believe it. Nitchayev lahaminam, we are obligated, duty-bound, because it's a part of the Torah. As I shared with you in the previous episode, the Rebbe takes this further, and he says that we can also say it's a mitzvah klalit, it's a general mitzvah. Rambam Maimonides introduces this idea in the very preface to the book of mitzvahs, telling us that when the mitzvah is something that encompasses the entire corpus of Yiddishkeit, the range of the entirety of Torah and its mitzvot, it doesn't become an individual mitzvah. So there isn't a mitzvah to believe in Mashiach. There's a mitzvah to believe in Torah Judaism. And Torah Judaism, in its fullest sense, can only be experienced once Mashiach comes. It's quite fascinating to note that when we speak about this idea of not believing in a single word of what the Torah says, that the Talmud states clearly this is an act of scorn, an act of mocking Hashem himself. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, on page 99, states, we read in the Mishnah, Ha'omer ein Torah min Hashemayim, that a person who says, the Torah, well, that's not from heaven. A person like that doesn't have a portion in the world to come. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, a rabbi's learned. What is the meaning of the verse that's found in Numbers 15? Verse 31, Ki devar Hashem baza, for he has scorned, shamed, and disgraced the word of Hashem. This means, Zeh, this is a person, Ha'omer, who says, Ein Torah min Hashamayim. The Torah isn't from heaven or God. Well, where is it from? Oh, Moshe made it up. As the Maharsha explains, a person like that is shaming the words of the Torah because it's God's words, not Moshe Rabbeinu's words. And to demote the Torah from heaven into the words of a mortal or a man is a disgrace. It's an act of scorning the word of Hashem. The Chatam Sofer, in his responsa, at the end of the Chelek Yeridea, this is response number Shinnun Vav, 356. It's actually the closing responsa. I quoted from this in the previous episode. I want to share with you the final words that he writes. He says, you know, the entirety of the Torah is something that we saw or Moshe Rabbeinu participated in. And he was telling us, giving personal testimony, with one exception. And that's the exception of Parshat Bilam. Chatam Sofer says, Mi higid lonu ma haya ben melech Moav ubein kosam echad Bilam. Who told us about the conversations between the then king of Moav and the wizard or magician, the prophet Bilam? Who told us that he came or went, that he built Mi yoda, who would have known Shabana Mizbechot, that he built all these altars? Usharotza lekalel, he had intention to curse us. V'nehepach lebracha, and Almighty God transformed that into blessing. Mi ba besodom, who was in on the secret? He says, Yisrael, who were shruyim b'midbar, the Jewish people, who at that time were living in the wilderness in the desert, did they know who was looking down at them from a mountain summit or from hilltops? Would they have been able to interpret what somebody was saying from a faraway distance? I mean, did they have binoculars? A drone? A listening device? How would they have known? How did Moshe Rabbeinu know? Aha, says the Chasam Sofer. Rak mi peh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch Shemai. The only way Moshe Rabbeinu knows about this is because God told him what happened. And as such, this becomes the purest example of Hashem's prophecy to Moshe Rabbeinu. He couldn't have known what Bilam said if God didn't tell him. If you think about it, he says, this becomes an ikar. This becomes, nobody's going to come along and tell you. He says, Parshas Bilam. Now that's a really important part of the Torah. It's foundational to know what Bilam said. Well, not really. What is foundational to know is that every single word Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in his Torah is coming directly from God, from Hashem himself. This means then, when the Rambam says Visham Niba, it's not referring to Bilam prophesizing, it's Moshe Rabbeinu prophesizing. The Rebbe in Lakut HaSichas, Chelek Yudches, in a footnote, number 23 on page 274, says something very interesting. When you look in the words of the Rambam, he doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu says it in Parshas Nitzavim. But when it comes to the second proof, the verses from what we call Parshas Balak, the Rambam says, and the Parshas Bilam Nemer. It says it in Parshas Bilam. What is he getting at? What is he trying to tell us? This the Rebbe says, based on the words of the Chatam Sofer, becomes the purest example of Moshe Rabbeinu sharing with us the words he heard from Hashem. My dear friends, the source for the messianic redemption? God Himself. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, and later so many of the prophets. And if we are to believe in God and His Torah, if we are to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu and the prophets, it's impossible for us not to believe in the coming of Mashiach. As we've explained in previous episodes, it represents and embodies the very essence, the apex, and the perfection of Yiddishkeit itself. May we merit to see the coming of Mashiach b'mheira ubi'ameinu, speedily, and in our days. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today.